You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Steve Scherer. I'm Ross Reynolds, and as we've been talking about, the Oscars are on Sunday night. And during the show, we've been hearing your case for what should win the best film, etc. And that award is one of the biggies. But now we're going to focus on a smaller but influential category, best song.
Best song. Can you remember any best song?
None of them.
Yeah. They're tough.
Get Happy?
No.
Oh.
But it's a good try. That won the Grammy. But, as you'll hear, Pharrell Williams will probably win the Oscar for Best Song, in my personal opinion. It's been full of pop hits for years, that category. The rules are very specific, though, and they've also changed a lot over the years. So we asked KUOW Swing Ears host Amanda Wild to sit down and talk about this category. Amanda, you know, I'm looking forward to the Oscars, and especially the Oscar song category. No, not especially, but it's an interesting category.
Well, it's one that didn't used to exist, in fact. It didn't exist until the 7th. Annual Academy Awards in 1935.
Well, that makes sense because they didn't have any songs they could.
They didn't
really
have any music back then.
Yeah, they had all those silent films they had to go through, but I guess they had the early 30s they could have done.
Well, in silent films, you know, the song "Smile," for example, was in a Charlie Chaplin silent film. He wrote that song
that
later became a popular song.
Wow.
So there was music. There was always music. I think we tend to just take it for granted. But the year that the best song nomination happened for the first time was 1935. The Oscar for Best Movie that year went to The Gay Divorcee, and so did the best song. It was The Continental.
It's something daring, The Continental. A way of dancing that's really ultra new. It's very subtle, The Continental, because it does what you want it to do. It has a passion, The Continental. An invitation to moonlight and romance, it's quite the fashion, The Continental, because you tell of your love while you dance.
That's nice.
Fred and Ginger.
Yeah. I can just see them dancing. So what did it take for them to win Best Song in these early years?
Well, back then, the only requirement was that the song appear in the film, but that actually was changed fairly soon after. In 1941, the Oscar went to The Last Time I Saw Paris. That was from the film Lady Be Good.
The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street. Last time I saw Paris, the trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing.
All right, so that was Anne Southern singing Last Time I Saw Paris from Lady Be Good. So what was the change that happened here? Why was this significant?
Well, Jerome Kern wrote that song, and he objected when it won. The song had already been a pop music hit, and he felt that had already been established as a pop song prior to the film, and it shouldn't have qualified. And he got the Academy to change their rules. So ever since 1941, the only songs that are eligible for Academy Award nominations have to be written specifically for the film. And that's why, for example, in the year 1942, when As Time Goes By was and is still such a part of our cultural consciousness from the film Casablanca, it was not eligible because it was written for the 1931 musical Everybody's Welcome.
All right, well, that just gives us an excuse to play a little bit of it, though, right? Because even though it wasn't nominated, it's still a great moment in cinema.
Exactly.
Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa.
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
Oh, I can't remember it, Miss Elsa. I'm a little rusty on it.
I'll hum it for you. Sing it, Sam.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
Play it for her, you can play it for me. That's Bogart. That was a great scene. All right, so that song didn't even get to be nominated.
Right, and it's just a good example of a song we so closely associate with a film, but yet it wasn't eligible because of that Jerome Kern rules change.
How did the category evolve over the years after that?
What I notice is more and more songs were nominated, and they almost all were pop hits until the mid-40s. And I think the Academy must have felt the need to rein it in. The rules were changed further so that they only had 3 to 5 songs nominated each year. But that takes us to 2012, which was a really odd year because only 2 songs were nominated that year. Reel in Rio from the movie Rio and Man or Muppet from the Muppet movie.
I reflect on my reflection and I ask myself the question, what's the right direction?
Right now, I don't want to leave Walter. Go. He needs me.
I don't know, sweetheart.
I don't know.
He seems pretty happy.
Yeah, good job.
I am man, or am I a Muppet?
Am I a Muppet?
If I'm a Muppet, then I'm a very manly Muppet.
Very manly Muppet.
Am I a Muppet?
If
I'm a man, that makes me a Muppet.
So the crux of it is...
A very manly Muppet.
is that the songs, after the Kern change in 41, basically the songs had to be written...
For the film.
For the film. And then they would get their release and exposure.
But yet, in 2012, there were lots of songs that did not make that extremely short list of 2. There were eligible songs that year by popular artists like Elton John and Mary J. Blige and Chris Cornell. And in fact... Over the years, the list of songwriters who don't get nominated is at least as impressive as those that do.
Wow. Yeah.
Talking about like Al Jolson, Curtis Mayfield, Barry Gibb, Jackson Brown, Prince, David Byrne, Eddie Vedder. All those guys wrote songs that were eligible for Academy Award for Best Song, and none of them nominated in that category. And that's because there was a weird, convoluted point system that emerged over the years. And I think it excludes some of the most popular songs. So after 2012's unappealing 2-song contest, the rules were tweaked again, and now the number of nominations is contingent upon the number of submissions. And so there'll be 3 to 5 songs again nominated each year. I mean, it almost guarantees that. The other main thing about how the Academy votes on these, the group that votes on these songs, always sees the songs... just the clip of the movie that the song appears in. So they see the song out of context. They don't know how it's woven into the fabric of the movie. And I think that affects the voting as well and may explain why some of those really popular songs from other years didn't get nominated.
It does explain. It explains a lot to me about why I find it such an odd category. Now I know a little more. So what do we have this year? We have Happy by Pharrell Williams. That's from Despicable Me 2. We have Let It Go from Frozen. The Moon Song from Her, Ordinary Love from Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom, and Alone Yet Not Alone from Alone Yet Not Alone. I guess, well, Pharrell Williams is probably going to win because he's won everything this year.
Is that your prediction?
Yes, I'm predicting that.
Okay, we will see.
All right. Amanda, thanks.